Pleasure to be back. I believe the theme for this year, or at least the first part of the year, is going to be on Inyanei Midos. We'll tackle a different Midah, Emet Hashem, every time. Masiyata Deshmaya, we'll see if we could get to the Amkus, to the Nekudus HaPnimius, of what respective Midos Chashuvos are all about. Baruch Atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol neyeh b'vro. Ramchal or Moshe Chaim Lutzano based his entire work Mesil Shesharim on the Braisa HaYadua Avodah Zorah Davchav Amud Beis, the Braisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, as the Hiras brings Lidei Zerizus. Halamaisa, we know it really begins with Torah. Why Ramchal didn't start with Torah? There's an entire anonymous sefer entitled Soma Nafshi, an entire sefer dedicated to understanding why Ramchal did not begin with Torah. Even though we found later Kisveyad that there were various editions where Itaka did begin with Torah, but we have Torah maybe the days of Zehiris, Zehiris maybe the days Rizus. Let's start with Rizus. Now, why would we start with Rizus? Well, Torah, Baruch Hashem, you're busy learning Torah all day. And you don't need a guest Magid Shir to go ahead and tell you what Torah is all about. You're living it. Kehim Chayinu V'Yerachaminu Havada. And then is the Iker Yesod upon which the entire Torah is, the entire world is built. Ovis Parakal Mishnah Beis Alshos Inform Olam Omeid Ala Torah Ve'Avodah Ve'Alavodah Ve'Alkemilas Asanus. Everything begins with Torah. After Torah, of course, you can't just have the Liman HaTorah, the Asiyas, the Kiyam HaTorah. You have to have Zahiris, Sumei Rame Asay Tov. You have to abstain and refrain from perpetrating any Averus, with the Deraisis, the Rabbonans, Rav Chaim, Ital, and Shari Kedusha, any Midos Rose. First were Mekayim, the Chelik of the Suomera, the Chelik of Zahirus, and only then do we get to Zerizus. So why should we start with Zerizus? Well, we'll follow the lead of none other than the Tur and Rabbi Yosef Kairo and the Shulchan Aruch. How do we start the Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch? Rav Chaim Siman Aleph, he is Gaber Ka'ori, Lavodus of Lokim Aboker, Lavodus Abore. We get up in the morning, and Yeskaber Kaori, in order to be an Eved Hashem, in order to carry out the Tachlis Abriya, to be Marbek Kvod Shemayim in the world, and to live our lives as an Emistic Eved Hashem. Such a Lashon we're familiar with. We saw it already in Perkei Avos. In Perkei Mishnachof, we have the famous member of Yehuda ben Tema. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, heavy as Kanamer, and be bold and brazen like a leopard, Kal Kanesher light, as the eagle flies above, Vratzke Tzvi, run like the Tzvi, like the deer, even though, of course, the cheetah is the fastest land mammal. Cheetah is the fastest even in water. The fastest creature we have is really the bluefish, certain species of marlin, which can attain speeds in the high 50s, low 60s. But on land, you have a cheetah which could get to speeds as much as 67 to 71 miles per hour, even though, granted, a cheetah can only maintain that for approximately 3 minutes until it tires itself out. But the last fastest land mammal is, of course, the cheetah. So why in the world? What do you mean, Ratz Ketzvi? Don't run like a deer, run like a cheetah. I remember Schatai and Imas Karyom. There was a TV show when I was growing up in the 70s called That's Incredible. And one episode, one chelik of an episode, they took an Indianapolis 500 race car, matched it up against a thoroughbred racehorse and a cheetah. And now, of course, over long distances, naturally the car is going to win. And the question is, what about if it's a 0 to 60 or 0 to 90 yard dash? Who's going to win? I'll let you think about it. Al-Kaponim, it's not important. But Al-Kaponim, and the fastest land mammal is a cheetah. What are you, Ratzke Tzvi? Terence is what? Cheetah might be the fastest speed-wise, but in terms of the quick movements, the deer, how does a deer even elude its enemies when various creatures try to prey upon a deer? It's constantly swerving different directions. So the quickness of the movements, Aratz Kitzvi, Vigibar Ka'ori, about to be strong like the lion, Lassos, Ritzon, Avicha, Shashamayim. So, Mela, here already we have such a Yesod, Yizgaber Ka'ori. We don't start out in Aleph, it's not Tavias Kanamar, it's not Kalkanesh, it's not Aratz Kitzvi. We start out the Tur and the Shurach, the Hainu, you're opening up a Dalit Chelke Shuchanach. And the very first message is what? If I want to know how to live my life, it's got to start with Yizgaber Ka'ori, writes Rav Reuven Gazovsky, the famed Rosh Yeshiva Torvadas, and his Sichus Mamori Rab Ruvein and Parshas Bo, the tour, the son of the Rosh, as well as Rabbi Yosef Kairu and the Machaber Beis Yosef, they start the beginning works of how a Yid lives his life. That sums it. What's it all about? It's Rizus. The day's got to start with Rizus. Samana, your whole lives are Shakul, Lagamri, and Tyra. Everything begins and ends with Tyra. After Tyra is, you got to be Mekayim Tayyig Mitzvahs. That's the Chelik of Zahiris. First, you have to be Nishmar, that you're not going to violate Suah Merah, the Lo Sases. But it's not enough to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's all predicated on Lo Sases. It has to be coupled automatically with Ases. Famous Ramban and Parshas Yisroel Perachot Pasuk Ches, all the Ases are rooted in Ahavas Hashem, and all the Los Ases are rooted in Yiras Hashem. You need the dual relationship. We had earlier Perkei Avos, Perkei Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Antigonus Yisrochel, Kibum Ahem. And what did he tell us? Who are you, Omer? Lo Havu Ka Avodim Amasham Shem Sarav Amnasa Kama Pras. Lo Havu Ka Avodim Amasham Shem Shalom Amnasa Kama Pras. V'hi Mor Shamayim Aleichem. What do you mean, v'himor shomayim aleichem? You just told me, antignus esochol, that I should go in and be an Eben Hashem who's going to serve the Eibishter. I'm an ashalul kamapras. I don't want any compensation. I'm not thinking the schar. I'm not thinking olam haba. I'm not thinking about any reward, reaping any benefits, even here in olam haza. All I'm thinking is, I love the Eibishter. And so what is he adding, v'himor shomayim aleichem? After I talked about Avos Hashem loving the Eibishter and serving him the Shem Shemayim, now he wants to finish it off. Himor Shemayim Aleichem Teretz is what? Avanda, certainly Avos Hashem is the higher Madrega, but what's Avos Hashem without Yiras Hashem? You need both to maximize the relationship of what it means to be an Emes Tekar Lucha Avid Hashem. And it has to start by not violating the Los Asis. You have to keep the rules. You come into a school, you go into yeshiva, the first thing they tell you, these are the rules. This is when you're expected here, this, you can't break this, you can't leave here. You need to set boundaries of Gavul. It's the beginning, Matan Torah. What was the Hagdama in Matan Torah? Separate from your wives. Here's the gavul. Here's the boundary. Nobody cross your boundary. Otherwise, you'll be maharis. You'll destroy and you'll break that some fabric of what the Machane Yisrael is all about. Don't cross forbidden boundaries, forbidden borders. Don't violate Los Ases. So, Meral, that's what it all begins. Tyra, maybe the days of Hiris, but now I need to have Zerisus, which is all the Ases. How to be Mekayim, all the Ases. And that's rooted, writes the Ramban and Amos Hashem. That's the relationship. Atignish Yisrael was telling you, Amanda, certainly you're serving the Eibishter Mitoch, being an Erlich Ha'emen Hashem, Ava, Ava, Ava. But it can't exclusively be Ava. And Yani Diyom, the end of Parshas Vayera, after Kedesh Yitzchak, he was already Avram Ovi. Eibishter says he is the quintessential Oev Hashem. It's not enough to just be an Oev Hashem. You have to have it coupled with Yiras Shamayim. Right? Antignish Yisrochu and Oves Perkalim Mishnah Gimel. Yes, Havu Kavodim Amsham Shasho Shalom Nasikav Pras. But I'm not done speaking. He Moras Shamayim Aleichem. It has to be coupled by definition with Yiras Shamayim. Our relationship with the Eibishter is based, is predicated on that duality of Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, the same way writes the Ramban, all Ases are rooted, are mushrash in Avos Hashem, and all the Los Ases are rooted in Yiras Hashem. That's why, parenthetically, Derech Agav, Rav Shimon Schwab, in the beautiful Sefer of Schwab on Prayer, when he talks about Tefillas Ashrei, page 167, he says, why is it that you didn't shuckle so much when we daven? So there's Aran and Rosh Hashanah, there Hashem Nishmasodam, Yidin, we can't sit still, our Neshomas are on fire, we're constantly moving all over the place, the Bala Turim, Parshas Yisro, we were frozen in fright, we were shaking, anytime we sit down to learn to daven, we're always shaking, we're always moving all over the place, right? So Shem Shah will give you another reason. He says, you know why you didn't shuckle so much in our davening? Because davening is saying, I'm an Eved Hashem, tefillah is avoda. Ezuli avoda shebole, ezuli tefillah, tainis vezemanal. So it's all about being an Eved Hashem. What does it mean in Eved Hashem? The dual relationship of Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. What is Ava? You love somebody, you always want to go closer. Ava, Gematria 13, Gematria Echad. When you love someone or something, you want to get close to it. So that's Ava. Yira is, I'm afraid. Yira osios aryeh. Aryeh Yishog, when the lion roars, everybody retreats. Everybody runs back. When you're in a state of fear, and what do? You tremble, and then you retreat. Yira osios aryeh. Ava is, I go close. Yira is, I pull back. Right, so Shwab, that's what we're doing when we shuckle. Ava Hashem, Yira Hashem. Ava, Yira, Ava, Yira. That's what, you're right, it doesn't explain the shuckling sideways. That's a tzorach, you knock upon him. Ruba the Ruba. How do we shuckle? We shuckle forwards and back. Amos Hashem, Yiras Hashem. I love you, Hashem. I'm afraid of you. It's got to be both. It's got to be Zahiris and Zerizis. So that we know. That's nothing active. That's passively Sheva Al Tasa. Don't violate, don't cross forbidden borders, forbidden boundaries. Set the line. Har Sinai, before you can get the Torah, the prerequisite is don't cross this line. Separate from your wives. Oh, and now you're ready to be Mekamel, all the essays and the rest of Tayyag Mitzvahs. So Torah starts it all, then goes to Hiris, and then we get to Zerizis. You get up in the morning, the first message you have to know is Yizgam Akari, Lakim Aboker, Lavodis Habori. Writes for Ruin Gazovsky, it's all about Zerizis. Now the question, of course, is if I were to ask you, so you want to borrow from Yehuda Ben Taiman, you want to talk about Zerizis. So tell me, Haratz get up in the morning like a cheetah. Or you know what? Yehuda Ben Taiman said, we're not going to go for cheetah, the fastest land mammal. We're going to go for the quickness and the darting movements of the deer. Okay, so let's go. Ratz Kitzvi, Kal Kanesha, an eagle that flies above everybody else, the eagle that can fly long distances without resting, that flies so quickly. Tell me something like that. Yizgam Akari, I don't know if you know facts about lions, but lions, on average, sleep more than most creatures. And not as much as certain types of bats and owls that can sleep as much as 19 to 22 hours a day. But a lion can sleep between 18 to 20 hours a day. The male lions, the female lions, right? The woman, they're doing the shopping, they're going hunting, they're catching all the deer and all the zebras and all the antelope. The male lion can sleep on average between 18 and 20 hours out of 24 a day. So this is great. We started at a tour in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, everybody. That's it. Yes, Gabakar, no problem. And what does the Mishnah Berurah say right at the beginning? Mishnah Berurah says, and that if the Yitz Ahura tells you, Bizman Achoref, it's cold outside, stay under the down blanket. Come on, you got the heating, the radiators on. You got the heat, you're all comfy. You got your down comforter, you got your blanket, you got your soft one or two pillows. Don't get out of bed. Or he tells you, Bizman Achayetz, and you know what? Enjoy the Shena, enjoy the sleep, stay a little bit longer. No problem. Yes, Gabakar, okay, Mishnah, no problem. I'll also sleep 18, 20 hours a day. I like so many people in the world do on vacation. Sunday morning, I get up at 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the day. What do you mean, Yiskabakari? If there's any time I should have learned a lesson from the lion, it's getting out of bed in the morning. So I think the answer is push. Yes, indeed, the male lion might sleep 18 to 20 hours a day. But if there's a beautiful zebra that walks by that lion when he's hungry, he can be in the deepest state of slumber. Instantly, he gets up, and that zebra, that deer, is a goner. And that antelope is not going to last very long the second that lion is hungry and smells that antelope. He could be in the middle of hour number 17, number 18. He's going to get up, and he's going to get up right away. And that's good for the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah, Pi Chazal. The whole idea is you can be in the midst of a sleep and you had your REM, rapid eye movement, you had your dreams, and now it's mamash, the end of your sleep, and you don't want to get out of bed. Aye, but if you understand, smell the Torah that's waiting for you. Smell the mitzvahs, get out of bed like the Yiskavikari Lakim Aboker. It's not the shot that go ahead and run. It's not a question of running for care. A neurologist tell you, yeah, you're supposed to take your time. There's a famous conference years ago of neurologists from all over the world. And one got up to speak and said that they've done studies. You should count to 12 before you get out of bed in the morning. You shouldn't rush. It could lead to a heart attack, chas v'shalom, to a stroke. Don't rush out of bed in the morning. Can't count first to 12. So one from neurologist said, maybe that's why Modani has 12 words in it. Say Modani right when you get up. One word, 1 second, 12 seconds. Now you're ready to get it. It's not a question of rushing. It's a question of no matter how deep and mired you are in your sleep and your slumber, Yiskamakari. And Ari, he smells the zebra. He's getting up for that Geshmaka zebra. Get up for Geshmaka morning Seder, for Geshmaka Shachrus. You got to get up in the morning. That's Yiskamakari. And that's Rizus. And that is the first lesson of the day, how to be a Zoris. Let's see it as well in another Kadmon, and one of the Rishonim, the Rush, the famous Rabbeinu Asher, wrote a wonderful sefer. They used to learn it quite frequently in Europe, in Kelm. Many of the Musa yeshivas would have a kavua to kaseder in the Orchas Chaim La Rush. Writes the Rush, and Simon and Os Memvav, Piska Memvav, in the midst of Memvav, he says, V'tiyah Zoriz Lasos Kama Shemut Alalach Lasos. You should be a Zoriz, zeal, alacrity, you should go ahead and put in the enthusiasm, the excitement, anything that's mutol and coming upon you to do, and make sure to be a zoris. And later on in Pisgah Nun Beis, number 52, writes the Rosh, Al tisrasho b'mitzvah, don't be lazy, don't slack off when it comes to the performance of a mitzvah. And b'liyoncha, if it comes to your hand, the ta'asena l'shem shamayim b'lo'ichar, make sure to do it for the right reasons without any delay whatsoever. And where is he getting this lashon? A famous mechilta in Parshas Bo, Perkut Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the member of Rabbi Yoshia, who shmartem es hamatzos al tekri es hamatzos el es hamitzvus. Zos ameres mitzvah bol yodcha tach mitzena. Mitzvah comes your way, don't make it chomet. Zok derosh al tesrash of a mitzvah bol yodcha ta'asen al Hashem Shammai. Make sure to do al Hashem Shammai. We find the Rosh now telling us, and there's an inyan of being mezareis, and there's an inyan of a mitzvah bol yodcha tzach mitzena. First thing we have to understand is, why do we have these different lashonos? We have a Gemara Pesachim Dafdal and an Aleph, a Mikan Shezriz and Makdim and Lemitzvahs. Gemara, we have two other places in Shas, Roshon Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, and Yumo Chavches, Lamed Beis. Shezriz and Makdim and Lemitzvahs, Shnemer Vayashki, Mavra Bebokya. And yet we have a lashon of the Mechilta, Omer Rab Yoshia, mitzvah bol yodcha tzavich tach mitzena. Mitzvah that comes your way, don't make it chometz. And what's the difference between the two? So I saw in the Sefer Zikor and Shirosa de Pischa, Amaseches Pesachim, and there's a beautiful shtickle by Rav Shach. Rav Shach Zatzal raises this kasha. Says, brings the Gemara Pesachim, Dabdalam and Aleph, and he counts his reason, and where's the source, the Makori Shinor, by Ashkim Alvar Babokir? And yet, to meet Sat Shani, we have a Mechilto, Shmartam, Esamatzis, Al Tikri, Esamatzis, El Esamitzis, a mitzah, Bol Yodcha, Tzach, Mitzena, don't make it chometz. So if I were to ask you, where's the source of the Midav's Rizos? Is it Davrom, Abina, by Ashkim, and Babokir, by Akedah Yitzchak, this week's Parsha, or is it Parsha's Bo? I have to wait until I get to Yitzchak, so I am a Shmartam, Esamatzis, which one is it? Hazot Rav Shach, Venira, Dehem, Beis, Dinim. And there are Tzvei Dinim, two distinct Dinim. The Drosh in the Mechilte is what? A Din Kloli B'chol HaMitzvah Shetzorach Lassos Miyad K'sheyokho L'kayim as a mitzvah. And this tells you a mitzvah about Yod Chatzach Mitzvah. Don't make it chometz. You have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it as quickly as you can. Chaparayin, Karpi Diem, seize the moment, seize the day. And Chaparayin that mitzvah. But in the Pasuk Vayashkem HaBoker, that's said by what? That's said by a mitzvah where there is a zman lasosam, like mila, or like shefer, where the Pasuk is telling you within the larger, within the din klali, that summation shaychi to all the mitzvahs, that says any mitzvah, whether it's totally in zman or whether it's not totally in zman, you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, chaparai, and do it right away. Don't wait, don't be lazy, don't slack off. Within that context, we have a din proti that legabi the mitzvahs that are defined by a zman, mila, vayom hashmini. A pigeon of Ben, when it comes to mitzvahs that are given a time shofar, you have to blow it in Rosh Hashanah. Anytime there's a zman that characterizes a mitzvah, Zeriz and Machdim the mitzvah is the source of Avram Avinu, where he was told now, and that's Avram Avinu was really, and going for Bris Milah also as part of the whole context. That is another din Zaktav Shach that says you have to do it, but Tchilas Azman. Melvad the din Kloli. That said, with regard to all tayig mitzvah, shetzorich lamahir lasosam, velo lachmitzam, avayashkim avoker tells us the mitzvah shish lazman, zman mitzvah hu miyad bavoker. You got to do it right away. It's got to be at the beginning of the day, and that is zeris amakdim mitzvah. Whichever one you want, you have another gemara, you have vamos, lamatesam, and aleph, shehu ye mitzvah lo mashina. We don't delay. Mitzvahs come along, we don't delay in maisa mitzvahs. Now, what's interesting is we have another Ochas Chaim LaRosh, and Piskot Sani Tess, he writes, Al Tavahel Es Masach. Don't rush your mice. Don't rush your mice. What in the world does that mean? Don't rush your mice. Writes the Ochas Sadiq Mashar Tezvav when he discusses Midas Asrizus. He says, it needs a tremendous cheshbon, went to be Lamahir, and went to be Lacher, meaning what? When you get to do a Maisa Mitzvah, don't rush through it. Don't always rush through things. What happens if you rush through the Sheikh and the Dalar Minim? You're not going to do the Nanuim properly. You're not going to be Yotzin Mitzvah properly. How do we reconcile Al Tavah Masecha with Tiyazoris, with Mitzvah Lebol Yochah, Tach Mitzvah, Zok the Ponovich Arov, and the Orchas Chaim Ala Rosh Hamavor, Zok the Ponovich Arov Poshim. Zriz Matim Lemitzvah's mandates is Machayev, run to do mitzvahs. Get out of bed in the morning, be Yazoris, Yizkaber Kari, be Komesh Yates, and run ahead, and do it, and do the Shem Shemayim. I write Rabbeinu Yonah on Yizkaber Kari and Heichav. I'm solely focused on, I want to do the Ma'aseh Hashem. I want to run out in the morning, I want to chop right, I want to do a mitzvah, I want to sit in a sukkah, I want to put on tefillin, I want to learn this morning, I want to daven, I want to run to the mitzvahs. But when you start the Ma'aseh Mitzvah, Al Tavalas Ma'asecha, don't rush through it. A famous Ma'aseh, the Beis Yisrael, one of the Friedrich Ger Rebbe's, his Gabbai was once rushing him. So the Beis Yisrael turned to his Gabbai and he said, stop rushing me, you're wasting my time. What a chop. Stop rushing me because you're wasting my time. As Osam Eris, if you're rushing through a mitzvah, then there's no point to doing the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. You're wasting my time over here. To do the mitzvah properly. B'mesinus. Take your time. Do it slowly. Do it carefully. Be makbin on all the details, the manifold, the nuances. Take it slow. Zrizis is machayev. Vayashkem avoka. Get out of bed early in the morning. Run to do mitzvahs. Mila, chaparai in the beginning of the day. Pidgin event, the beginning of the Yom Lamed Aleph. And make sure to chaparai in the beginning. But once you start the actual performance of the mitzvah, that is the later piskah of the Rosh Tani Ches, al tavas masecha. Don't run through it. Don't rush through it. Don't do it in haste. Do it b'mesinus. So now, Solon Yanenu, Zrizus is rush to things. Amela, when the Ramchal, Mesel Sharprak Zion, defines Beir Chelke as Zrizus, Shalu Yachim Etzodim as a mitzvah, Ela Bigias Mano, Obis Danul Fonabalos Rashavta, Yemayer Yachish Maseo, Lechos Babalaso Seisa. It's Meduyak and the Ramchal himself. When the Zaman comes, or the opportunity arises, or it comes into your head, run right away to Chaparai Lechos, grab onto the mitzvah, get ready to do it. And don't wait, Lo Yaniach. Don't delay. Don't slack off. Hop right. Get out in the morning. You have a chance to do another mitzvah. To daven chakras. To put on tefillin. To learn. Run out of bed. When you do the actual ma'aseh mitzvah, then avada you're doing it b'mesinus. So that's the Bir Chelke Asrizus from Chal Paragzayim Masos Shishorim, and that's the Orcha Sadikim Shar Tezayin of Orcha Sadikim Lagabe Midas Asrizus. So we see from the Baalei Musar, we see from the Braiser Pinchas Banyar, Torah Mevei L'Dei Zehirus, Mevei L'Dei Zerizus, Torah Shulchan Aruch, we begin, Yizkaber Kari, make yourself focus, I want to be an Eved Hashem, L'Shem Shemayim, I want to run, get up quickly this morning, because I'm smelling a mitzvah, I'm smelling a Gemaldik, a Shachris, and a morning Seder, I want to rush out of bed to get up, that's Zerizus, that's the Torah Shulchan, that's how you begin our Chaim, the day of your life begins with Zerizus. So what is it all about? That's very nice. We can learn a Musa Seder together. And we can go in and talk about Zrizus. We can and we should learn through the Ramchal Zrizus as best as we can. And to understand what it means to love Hashem, to be an Eved Hashem, L'Shem Shemayim, and to run to for opportunities for Ma'aseh Mitzvahs. Mitoch Ava Hashem, I want to get close. I want to be Ava Echad 13. I want to connect with the Eved. I want to do Mitzvahs. I say, and demonstrate my love for the Borei Olam. And what is Zrizus all about? Now, if I were to ask you, a person does a Ma'aseh Mitzvah, and let's say you didn't do it with Zrizus. You didn't do it with Zrizus. I give an opportunity, I say, here, there's a great Rabbeinu Yonah Pirkei Avos, and right after Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv will end, 10:15, 10:20, there's a great shtickle on Rabbeinu Yonah, you got to see it, you got to see it. So, yeah, I'll see it a little bit later. No, you got to run, you want to see it right now. Do you love it? Do you love it? Shtickle tell you, someone once came to Roshach, and he told Roshach, Hamor de Gavar, Roshach was so excited. He says, it's $1 million art. He says, where can I get the safer? He says, Rosh Hashiva, I'll give you my copy. You don't have to run to get this. He says, it's $1 million art, you just told me. And he was so enthusiastic, so excited. He says, okay, Rebbe, you can have the safer. Roshach takes the safer, and he tells the guy, I want you to put it in my safe. I said, the person who came to visit, he says, Roshach, and he says, it's only worth $10. It's 40 shekels, not an expensive safer. He says, what do you mean? I just told you it's $1 million. It's $1 million vart. It's $1 million. You got to lock it up in a safe. If you love the vart, if you're excited about a mitzvah, you're going to run to it. You're going to lock it up. You're going to seize the moment. Zrizus. But let's say you didn't do it with Zrizus. Okay. So what's the Muskarishan? The Muskarishan is, okay, Abishter, you know what? I didn't chop the my love's Rezus. Big deal. I did a Maisa Mitzvah without Rezus. What if you do a Maisa Mitzvah without Hidr Mitzvahs? We know Shabbos, Keflam, and Gimlam, and Beis, and we have a whole sugya. Zekili Vanveo, Hisnol, Lefanab, and Mitzvah, Sase, Lefanab, Sikanol, Lebanol, Machula. And Nazar also in that Beis, Gemara earlier in Sukkah, we have Lama Gimel, Yanalef, Legabe Yeged, Zekili Vanveo, Hisnol, Lefanab, and Mitzvahs. Sugim of Akamo, Tapatesim and Beis, Achlush, Melagav, Melavar. Let's say you didn't do Hidr Mitzvah. And you did the Mitzvah. If I give you a $50 restaurant, and it's not the Mehudr. So you did the Maisim Mitzvah, the Katan Lechem, the Priyates Odr. Ella, what's I was missing? A Zayt de Gamayla called Hidr. I didn't buy a beautiful $100, $150 restaurant. You know what? So it wasn't a beautiful Mehudr, the Priyates Odr, but it's a Mitzvah nonetheless. So if I did the Maisim Mitzvah and I didn't do it with Rezus, I didn't rush to Chabra in the Maisim Mitzvah, it's a big deal. So I'm missing a Hidr. It's not the case. What's the Raya? The Raya writes, they give us Pinchas, or Pinchas Mikuritz, Migedole, Tamine Habesht. One of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, but don't worry, we're going to go beyond Sifri Chassidus. We're not going to limit it to Sifri Chassidus here. But Rav Pinchas Mikuritz, he writes that you see what happens if you eat Chametz on Pesach. You chayev kores. The Lashon of Zrizus in the Mechilta in Bo, Yud Beis Yud Zayin is, Shmartem es amatzas atikri es amatzas elas amitzas, Mitzvah bol yorcha atzachitz. Don't make the mitzvah chametz. What do you mean I made the mitzvah chametz? I didn't make the mitzvah chametz. If I didn't run to do the maisa mitzvah bezrizus, so I did a mitzvah without zrizus, but I didn't make it chametz. Zog to Pinchas Mikuritz, you made it chametz. And what happens if you eat chametz and Pesach? Echayiv kores. It's kilu alluding to the fact that if you did a maisa mitzvah and you weren't the mekayim, the inyan of zrizus, it's an upshot to missing out on a zayt de gamayla and a secondary maila. It's a pshat if you didn't do it bezrizus, you created a pagam, a stain, you tarnished the etzem maisa mitzvah itself, and you made it chametz. What's this for? Why did I make the mitzvah chametz? Writes Rav Yitzchak Kunder and the Baal of Pachin Yitzchak, Rashiva Chaim Bolin, and Pachin Yitzchak and Pesach HaMaimer Aleph. And he brings a maral, it's a maral me Prague in two places, and see the solemnness of a Torah Perk Yitzayin and his Gur Arye on the Pasuk and Bo Yud Beis Yitzayin. And writes the maral, what is this idea of making a mitzvah chametz? A mitzvah, zok the maral, is an opportunity to connect with the Borei Olam. Mitzvah doesn't mean a command. Mitzvah denotes the sense of bitzavso, to join with, to be in the company of. Mitzvah is the emtsoi, is the means at my disposal to connect with the Borei Olam. You want to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you connect the derech, the conduit, the vehicle of a mitzvah. And that's mitzvah, the tzavos, to join, to attach to the Eibishter. Hashem says, I want you to do my mitzvahs in an ofen of zrizus. What does that mean? If you wait for the mitzvah to come to you, and you don't run to go out of your way to greet the mitzvah, then what do you show? You show that you're living tachas hazman, and the mitzvah comes down to me, to my domain, to my realm of time, and only once the mitzvah comes to me, when I'm ready for it, and then I do the Maisa Mitzvah. What did you just do? You just took an opportunity to leave this world and connect to the Borei Olam, La Mailam and Ateva, to leave the realm, the Musig of Zman, to leave time. And say, what's the reason? The reason is I'm going to run beyond time. I'm going to run, right? The old Superman movies, right? He can go around, the faster he goes, right? He can go back in time. Superhero Flash, right? Runs fast, you can actually go back in time. The whole idea is, I'm running Zrizus, I live above time. I'm above the realm of time, I'm the Mailam and Ateva. I'm showing that I got to run to greet the mitzvah. I don't want to wait for the mitzvah to come down here. I want to go out. I want to go up. I want to greet the mitzvah. I want to attach to the Eibishter who be'etzim is l'maylam and azman. I don't want the mitzvah to come. Itachas the zman. Right when the mitzvah, when the zman arrives, I want to chaper and I want to beat it to it. Before that zman, I want to get ready to start immediately. If I wait for the mitzvah to come down to me, oh, you know, that's when I'm, I'll learn, I'll open up the Rabbeinu Yonah when I'm ready for it, I'll wait another hour after Ma'ariv, and then I'll open up the Sefer, and then you've waited until it came into Olam Haz, until it came into your Zman, you were ready for it, you were all nice and comfortable, and you had chocolate, you had a cappuccino, oh, I took care of myself, and now I'm ready for the Maisa Mitzvah. And you didn't do it bezrizus, you made it chametz. Why did you make it chametz? Because you defeated the whole tachlis of a mitzvah. And the ikar tachlis of the mitzvah is attached to the Borei Olam and leave this world. Instead, you waited for the mitzvah to come down. after this world. A mitzvah is your, and so your means to rise above and beyond the world of time. Instead, you let time come and take control of the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's why you made it chametz. It's not pshat, I'm missing out on a maila. I created a pagam in the etzah ma'aseh mitzvah. And now we get to an interesting shayla. Halacha l'ma'aseh. Famous tshuva of the Radbaz, one of the Gedolim Yeshonim, Chelek Dalet Siman Yud Gimel. You've seen it in the Mishnah Bura. First Chelek in the Mishnah Bura, Nachayim Siman Tzadi, Tzivkot and Chobches. Zok Tehelek in Mishnah Bura, he brings the tshuva of the Radbaz, and when it talks about Shemon Esrei, Halacha l'ma'aseh, you're in jail. A Yid is incarcerated, and you're given the opportunity, I'll let you out. The captors tell you they'll let you out of jail for one day a year, and you can put it on tefillin, you can do mitzvahs, whatever you want. So take your pick, 365 days of the year, which one are you going to pick? A lot of people will pick Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, maybe Mestama, Yom Kippur. A lot of people will pick Leil HaSeder, the Gra says, Rebredo Leil Shimurim. And Daf Mem Vav brings that Kabbalah, Rachonim Asman, going back to the Gra, that we have a Kabbalah from the Gra, there are more mitzvahs on Leil Seder than in any other night of the year. 64 mitzvahs you can do on Leil Seder. Why should I go out on a regular Tuesday? I had to want to get out of jail on a regular Tuesday. Imagine you're in jail today, tomorrow. What do you want to get out tomorrow on a Thursday? How many mitzvahs are you going to do? 10, 20, 34, 64 in one night alone? Just a Leil HaSeder and a Yom Kippur. Halacha l'ma'aseh, when do you get out of jail? Tonight. And that day, why? And because reason, Magdim and Lemitzvah. You have to chaperon, but it's just a regular Wednesday night. It doesn't matter, it's a regular Wednesday night. And you'll do the Mairiv, and you'll have your night Seder, and then you'll go back to, in the end of the day, you'll be an Onus. You'll be an Onus that you missed Leil HaSeder, that you missed Rosh Hashanah, you missed Yom Kippur. You're an Onus, but you have to chop a ride because reason on the mitzvahs. You have to chop the first opportunity, you have to leave jail to do the Mais mitzvahs, and then they're going to put you right back. There is a Chacham Tzvi and Tshuvas and Simon Kavav that seems to argue mitzvah and a mukhor hit a mitzvah might have kadima over his reason of the mitzvahs, but the psak halacha is in accordance with Radbaz, paskin by the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tzadi Sifkot on Chachas, paskin already by the Rivosh and Tshuvas Kuf Tzadi Ches as well. Halacha l'maaseh says reason makdim mitzvah beats out hit a mitzvah. Practical application happens all the time. Bris Milah. If you were going to make the Bris Milah later in the day, and you'll have a lot more people, Barov Am Hadras Melech, Hidr Mitzvah Min HaMubchar, but if I have it in the morning right after 7 o'clock Shacharis, I won't have as many people, it doesn't make a difference. Halacha l'maaseh, again, there are extenuating circumstances, but L'chad Chilo, Zerizim Akhtim L'mitzvah, you make the Bris Milah right at the beginning, you make it in the beginning of the day. Why? Zotor Vermin Gazovsky, along the same lines of the Maral and Esichus and Mamori Rav Ruvain Parshas Bo, because Hiddur Mitzvah is a Zaitig Amayla and a Maisa Mitzvah. And there's an Esrog, and then there's a $50 Esrog, $100, $150 Esrog. If I did it with a Hiddur, I got more Schar, I was Makayim Hiddur Mitzvah. But if I did the Mitzvah without Zrizis, it's Amshad, I missed out on a Milo. It's Amshad, I made it Chometz. A mitzvah moliyoncha atach mitzeno. Don't make it chametz if you wait until it comes into your domain, into your world, into your dalanamas. You've made the mitzvah chametz because the taklas of the mitzvah is leave this world and attach to the bariola. If you wait until the mitzvah comes down into your dalanamas, you've made it chametz. That's why Zrizus wins out. Zrizus wins now, not because independently the mila of Zrizus beats the mila of inner mitzvah. It's a pshat that Zrizus redefines the etzem hagdorah. The Milset redefines what the Mahus of the Mitzvah is all about. A Mitzvah without Zrizus built into it is a Mitzvah that just became Chometz. Like the Givas Pinchas, Yechayev Kores for eating Chometz. You destroyed what the Etzem Mitzvah should be about. Pashenkin, if I did a Mitzvah without Hiddur, say I did it without Hiddur. Rivash Kuf Tzadi Ches, Harbas Chelek Dalet Tzim Nigdimu Mishnah Bura Siman Tzadi Chav Ches Halocha Lemaisa Zrizus wins out. Listen to this, Rav Hunter Govaita. We have a Gemara in Erevin and Avkuf Amar Beis that says Lo Yitzor, there will never be a Torah. We can learn out many midos from the animal kingdom. One of the reasons we have animals, you can learn out Tznius from the Chator, from the cat. The Gemara says we can learn out from various animals. Where would we learn out Zrizus from? In the end of the day, we might learn out how to run, how to have a Mehirus from various animals. But we have a Medrash in Dvar Rabba. Ches Vavitz Bot, Rav Hunter brings this medrash on the Pasuk in Mishlei. The lazy person should go to the ant and become wise. Writes the Medrash in Vom Rabba. Why does the lazy person learn from an ant? What do we know about ants? Zok Chazal, no ant in the history of the world has ever lived more than 6 months. And there are so many ants in this world that scientists have shown that if you take all the ants in the world and you put them on one side of the scale, they'll weigh just as much as all the human beings in this world. That's how many trillions, zillions of ants there are. They weigh as much as all the human beings. As many as 7 billion human beings, they weigh as much. That's how many ants. And now one ant in the history of ant world, of ant life, you know, that's what, you know, people have nothing better to do with their lives. They have to watch, National Geographic study about ants. No ant has ever lived more than 6 months. And yet every ant works his whole life running around. You ever see an ant sleep? They're always on the go. They're always on the move. They're always running every place. Ants barely ever stand still. And the ants collect enough food. All it needs for 6 months is a chita b'chetzi, is 1.5 wheat stalks. And it collects enough food to last for years. Why? Zok the Medrash, because they think, maybe, just maybe, I'll live 10 years, 20 years. No ant. Your father didn't and your grandfather didn't. But maybe just, it's crazy. Zok the Medrash, what do you see from that Medrash? They have no musik of Zman. There's reasons, it's Lamayla and Azman. If they were living in a world of Zman, they look back historically. Hey, Joey, look at the family tree. Well, you know, Daddy didn't live past, 6 months. And neither did Zadie, and neither did Alta Zadie. Nobody in the history of ant life. We have a Messiah. Nobody lives more than 6 months. And we're collecting, why? You know what, ants? You collected already a week and a half. Take it easy. You know, watch some National Geographic, right? Watch NFL football. Do something with your life. What are you running around for? Because maybe you're going to live and said the food's going to rot anyway by the time your kids are ready for it. No one's going to use it, but they have no musik hazman. It's his rezus. That's lemaylem and hazman, lemaylem and hasechos of tevunder. That's not in the Gemara and Erevin. Because this is something that we only know from the Torah. The Goyim, they also know a basic rezus. A basic rezus of speed, of hurrying up. The Goyim also do that. They can run to their churches, lahavdil. Ritza, by Yisroel to Abana Mekirba, the beginning of Tonus. Asaph's also running. Our running is not a physical exertion, it's not a physical running. Our running is Lamayla Manazman. We live above and beyond the world of Zman. We run, we chop, we leave this world of Zman. That's what we learn from the ant who lives above the world. Interesting, perhaps we could add, Nemola is Gematria 125. Who teaches us Rezus? Who spends their lives always on the move, always running from one minute to the next? We have a Gemara in Shas, Psochim, Samachayim, and Aleph, Kohanim, Zerizim, Hain, Kohanim, Gematria 125. You learn from the Nemola, and Nemola 125 and Kohanim 125. Where was the concept of Rezus introduced? Pesach time. Who taught us Rezus? Vayashkim Avram Aboker taught us Mikachas Rezus like doing the mitzvah. Interesting. Rav Tzodik has a klal you're doing. We got to go a little fast. Rezus. So buckle up for the next few minutes. And Rav Tzodik has a klal in many places. Every Gemara appears. Every Agarta in the Gemara for a reason. Where do you think Rezus Makdim Lemitzvah is going to be taught? Imsochim. The beginning of Sochem, the Abdallah and Aleph. Why? Because Pesach is Pesach, Losh and Dilug. Skip over the world of Zman. Sochem, what happened? Pesach, Chiposen Yotzu Mimitzrayim. We left in a hurry, we left in a rush. We didn't wait for the Mitzrayim to kick us out. We ran, we chapped the Ryan. Which Mitzrayim do we get? Mida, can I get Mida? Hachod is Allah, and Rosh Chanoshim, Rosh Chafayim and Aleph. Atam Afilu, Mezin, Mafilu, Sugim, Mafilu, Tom. We control Zman. Ayin of Gifter, Perkimona, go to Shah Pesach. Chod is Allah, we control Zman because we live above Zman. We live my limit is man. That was Chiposin. Where was that Pesach? Where is the Gemara's reason like the Mitzvah? Davkin Pesach. And where do we have Chiposin? By Pesach Mitzrayim. There's no Din Chiposin anymore today. Rav Tzedek talks about in the first Tikkun Tzikas HaTzadik. The first Yitzir from Mitzrayim was Chiposin. Where's the only place in Shas that we talk about it? Emsochim. On which Dav? Do you think we're going to have it? No coincidence. Dav Tzadi Vav. What do you know about Tzadi Vav? Ain't Sav, Eloshin Zeros. Right? Kedushin, Banu Chavtesu, and Aleph. Rashi, beginning of Parshat Sav. Tzav Kohanim. Ain't Tzav Losh and Zeros, Rashi Yisrael Torah Kohanim. Which Parsha almost always comes, the Torah says, before Pesach? How do we get ready for Pesach? Parsha Tzav. Ain't Tzav Losh and Zeros. What's the osios pinimius of a mitzvah? Mitzvah, mem tzadi vav hey. The essence of a mitzvah is tzav. Is tzav. Eight tzav and losh and zeros. Serizim akdim le mitzvah, chiposim atzraim. Where's the Gemara of chiposim? Davka in the Gemara psochim, dav tzadi vav amin aleph. And where's the first Pesach? Bechiposim. No coincidence. Ha Pesach with the AED is Gematria 153. Bechiposim, Gematria 153. Ha Pesach was done bechiposim. That is it's tzadim. Who corresponds to Pesach? Writes the Torah in Archaim. Avram is going to get Pesach. Avram is going to get Pesach. Avram is what? Chagigat Avkimon Al, Taurus Aliyah Leregel. Raglaim, the first regal. How do you do Ritza? How do you do Zrizus? Dafka with Raglaim, that's Pesach, that's Avraham Avinu. That's Vayashkem Amokah, Zrisis is Gufo, learn from Avraham Avinu. It all comes together, that's Pesach, that's Chippozin, Zrisim Akdim Mitzvah, Yishkaya for coming. I'll go to Naftar, see you next month in Mitzvah.